low 61. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high 69.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Wow, it's already Tuesday once again, and that means December is kind of flying by. Already December 10th, Dan.
And, I know.
And last week you were looking at the deadline for the enrollment opening in Medicare, and now I guess we've got the Affordable Care Act deadline coming up.
That's right. We have the that deadline is coming up on December 15th, which is this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Okay.
And so we have another deadline that's coming up, December 15th.
Mm-hmm. And that means that'll be 10 days away from another deadline, Christmas.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And I'm even looking at it. I think if I haven't seen like the holiday schedule for the for the station yet, but
and that'll be Christmas Eve. The Tuesday will be Christmas Eve, the 24th.
Right, and I know I won't be on the air that day because there's always a holiday programming for Christmas Eve.
May very well be.
And then the very next week after that's the 31st.
Mm-hmm. So and that'll be New Year's Eve.
That's New Year's Eve.
And so there could be a lot of insurance questions the next day.
Yeah, there very well could, depending on the...
well, hopefully in a good way.
So, but, you know, today what we're going to do is we're going to kind of address the Affordable Care Act, health insurance for individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go over some interesting. I got some news stories that are pretty interesting. Things that are happening as far as the health insurance market goes and things like that.
Well, that's good information.
And then I'll see if I can't provide some little tips and tricks for people to use these last 5 days before the open enrollment window closes.
And that's for
health insurance.
That's for the affordable health care.
That's correct. That's correct. If you're 65 years or older, the Medicare annual enrollment window, that closed December 7th. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't necessarily have the ability to enroll into a Medicare plan. It just means you have to have a special enrollment available to you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're turning 65. Maybe you're finally coming off your group health insurance because you're retiring from your employer in total now.
Right. So you would go over to Medicare.
So, you know, and you're going to lose your group health insurance coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So those are special enrollment windows that give you the ability to enroll into a Medicare plan. Maybe you moved into the area from a different location, from a different county. Maybe you moved from St. John's County to Duval County. That gives you a special enrollment window because the plans are slightly different.
That's true, I guess, because different companies cover different counties, even here in Florida, right?
That is correct.
And so somebody, maybe if they moved to Nassau County and they came from Volusia County, there's not going to be covered by the same company or the same plan.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely correct. So there are things that can happen that give you a special enrollment window. So there are those little things that, but as a general rule, Medicare open enrollment has closed down as of December 7th. So, if you do, did you mention the phone number?
Actually, I have not. And I've been kind of a bad boy here this afternoon already, but it's 904-831-0600. That's the number to know if you'd like to speak to Dan about the affordable health care deadline approaching or have any questions about that program or any insurance-related question. Just call Dan the Insurance Man right here in our studio this hour, 904-831-0600.
Thanks, AJ. And just to point out, since the show just started, all the phone lines are open. So if you call in right now, I can guarantee you AJ will get you on the air very quickly.
Guaranteed.
So, and if you want to reach me, Dan, the insurance man, off the air, you can do that at Thomas & Associates at 904-730-3900. You can also go to the Contact Us page and shoot me an email, or you can use the online chat feature to chat with me or one of the other agents in the office. Lots of ways to reach out to me. So again, Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. When you call in, just ask for Dan, the insurance man, and they will get me on the phone with you. Like I said, I brought in some articles. I have an article here, and the headline is House to Vote Next Week on Sweeping Bill to Lower Drug Prices. So, you know, I read this article, and it's pretty much a according to the article, it's supposed to lower prices for up to 250 drugs per year, and the lower prices are applied to people with private insurance as well as Medicare. So the interesting thing is that this particular bill that the article is talking about is a bill from the Democrats. So they're going to pass it. The article says that they have the votes and that they're going to go ahead and pass it. But lo and behold, the article also says that the Republicans in the Senate vow to block the bill because Republicans in the House have their own version that they want to get passed. In the end, we have gridlock. The Senate won't take up any bill passed by the Democrats, and the Democrats, of course, won't cooperate or do anything bipartisan with the Republicans so that the Senate is more willing to take it up. In the end, we have gridlock. Nothing gets done. Nothing will get done with that particular bill any more so than the Republicans have the ability to pass something that they like. So again, gridlock. Nobody can agree on anything. So in the end, nothing gets done. Moving on, less people are enrolling in the Affordable Care Act. So that's not a good thing, because it does not mean that they're getting group health insurance because they necessarily found a job if they were unemployed. It just means less people are enrolling, which means more people are going to have an exposure to not having their insurance, than not having insurance. So if something catastrophic happens, they're going to leave themselves open for tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars of medical expenses that an average person can just never pay off, even in a lifetime. Taking account into all of that, something to take into consideration. Ooh, I hear music. So that means we've got 60 seconds or so. So we'll be back on the air here after the break.
And yeah, we have Ray on the line, and he has a question about Medicaid coming up after the break. If that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I want you to take here's the takeaway of my little thing on the Affordable Care Act enrollments. The fact that there's less people enrolling does not mean that they're getting insurance from their employer. It means less people are enrolling and leaving themselves exposed for potentially catastrophic medical bills that can never really be paid off by the average person. And I will get into a little bit more detail on that after the break.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
The Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, boaters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen in fine jewelry over the last 25 years has been the growth of jewelry designers. At Underwoods, we're the leader, bringing to North Florida the best names in designer jewelry. In fact, we carry designer lines in a similar way to how clothing stores carry designer labels. The difference is that jewelry designers have to be a little more timeless in their presentations because nobody wants to buy a fine piece of jewelry only to find out the next year it's gone out of style. That's why you'll find at Underwoods the best of the jewelry designer names, those that are tried and true and popular. Names like David Yurman, Roberto Coyne, John Hardy, Marco Bichigo, Jude Francis, Lagos, Ippolita, and a lot more are all available right now at Underwoods.
So if you want the best looks in designer jewelry, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
That's right. Dan, the Insurance Man is here with all the information you need about insurance, and also he will answer your questions. And Dan, we've got, let's see, on the line here we have Ray. He has a Medicaid question for you.
Go right ahead, Ray.
Yeah, Dan, the amount of money that you have to disqualify, in other words, how much money do you have to get to qualify for Medicaid?
That's dependent on whether you're an individual or you're a couple. The couple is a little bit more. I think it's right around $1,500 a month, and an individual is just under $1,000. And there's a few credits in there where Medicaid says, like if you end up at like $1,050 or $1,025, there's like a $50 or a $75 credit that they back out after they figure out how much income you have. You get like a $50 or a $75 credit that gets backed out of the total amount to see if you actually qualify or not. So it's kind of dependent. They do take into account assets. So if you have too much money in the bank, I think it's if you have more than $2,000 in a bank account, you might not qualify. And if you own property, not like a primary residence, but if you own additional property outside of that, whether it's vacant land or rental property, you won't qualify because it's considered that you have assets that you can sell before the state of Florida will put you on Medicaid.
Is there do they discount utilities or anything like that towards that $1,500?
Well, they do in a way. Part of the application is asking about the person's expenses. whether it's utilities, doctor's bills, medications, all of that is kind of taken into account. The one thing that's different that you have to keep, that you kind of got to keep in mind, is that if you are trying to get like a family member into a nursing home, that application is processed a little bit differently, and the levels of income that you can have are higher, you can still qualify for Medicaid to pay for like a nursing home or something along those lines. So it kind of depends on what you're trying to get accomplished with Medicaid. But there are other things with Medicaid. If you're trying to get a family member qualified for like nursing home coverage, then Medicaid is going to do a 5-year look back on the assets to make sure that you're not trying to hide assets. So they'll look at any bank accounts, any property that might have been transferred to another person's name. So anything that happens within that 5-year look back, they're likely going to say, oh, that piece of property needs to get sold, or you've got to show us that, that they sold it and they got the appropriate amount of money, and then they're going to require that money gets spent on their nursing home coverage before the state will kick in.
Is there such a thing as partial Medicaid?
There is. There are some programs that are partial Medicaid. Children and Family Services from the state of Florida, they make that determination. There's basically three levels of Medicaid. There's one is known as QMB, Qualified Medicaid Beneficiary. That's like the best level you can get. Then they have one that's known as SLMB. That's a partial. And then they have one that's known as Q1, Qualified One. And then that's like the lowest level before you don't qualify for anything.
So Children and Family Services would have the information.
Yes. Yeah, you can go to Children and Family Services and you can do a search for Medicaid. If you want some specific, if you're looking for some specific numbers, dollar amounts, just give me a call off the air, 904-730-3900. And once I'm in the office, I can, I've got all of that documented. So I'm happy to provide you the numbers that Medicaid's actually looking at.
Okay, Dan, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ray. So there we go.
Yeah, very good call.
It was.
Because a lot of people, when they get in that situation or with a relative or maybe their spouse or maybe themselves, they need to know where to go. And he asked a very good question about where you would go, and the Children and Family Services. People might not think, but they're the ones that handle Medicaid, correct, in Florida?
In Florida, it is the Department of Children and Family Services.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. They handle it. They are the head cheese, the head honcho, mm-hmm. in making those type of decisions.
And as you say, in some cases you have to get your finances in a certain order before you even think about Medicaid.
It is, the thing that I want to kind of maybe impress upon people is that if you think you have a family member that eventually is going to need to go on Medicaid, then you need to start planning ahead about what's going to happen with the assets. If you know that they own two or three properties, then you need to figure out, well, what's going to happen to these additional properties? Are you going to sell them and have them use that money to pay for their long-term care?
Mm-hmm.
And use those assets? Are you going to try to protect those assets so that family members can inherit them? Whatever the case might be, you have to take all of that into account and just remember that there's a 5-year look back period with the Medicaid application. So if anywhere in those 5 years they say, well, what happened to this property? you got to be able to say, well, they sold it to, you know, they sold it to me. Mm-hmm. If I said that my mom sold me some property and it was within 5 years, they're going to say, well, where's the money?
Mm-hmm.
That was a $100,000 piece of property. Where's the money? Mm-hmm. You bought it.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the cash?
So even though they might not have it anymore, they're still going to want to know where it is, right?
That is absolutely correct. And they still could require that that property be sold. They could rule, if you want Medicaid, you need to produce the cash, or you need to sell that property and use it to pay for long-term care services, nursing home services.
Because they're going to want those assets to be used before the state of Florida decides to help out.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely correct. So again, it's not that it can't be done, but you got to do it the right way. You got to do it the smart way, and you have to plan for those eventualities.
So you do have to look into the future, especially if somebody's medical history indicates that might be the case. So that's smart planning.
Yes. Yeah. If you've got a parent or a family member that is diagnosed with like Alzheimer's or dementia, and they're maybe in the beginning stages, now's the time to, you know, decide, well, what's going to happen to these assets? Because eventually they're going to move into an assisted living or a nursing home environment that it provides memory care. And so you've got to be able to say, well, I'm going to take care of them for the 5 years so that we can get past this look back period. And then we're going to apply for Medicaid to get the state to pay for it. Or I'm going to sell these assets, and then I'm going to get them approved for Medicaid. And then I'm going to use the assets to provide additional funds over and above what the state's paying to get my parent or my family member into a better facility. So those are things that you need to take into account. Again, it all stems to, you know, being prepared and having a little bit of forethought as to what you're going to try to do. Which kind of segues me back into what I was talking about before the break, which is the Affordable Care Act and individual private insurance that people buy for themselves. Do not delay, do not wait, and certainly do not think that you cannot afford the health insurance. There are a number of opportunities where if I can sit down with a person, you will find that you have the ability to find affordable insurance to, at the very least, provide a catastrophic amount. We're not talking $20,000-$30,000. We're talking less than $10,000 of stopgap coverage, basically, where the plan, where the maximum you're going to come out of pocket is $8,150. And then if that were to happen, the insurance company pays the rest of the medical expenses for the rest of the calendar year. So something that's definitely going to protect you in the event of something catastrophic happens that maybe has $100,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 or $200,000 medical expenses. You're only limited to paying the first $8,150. So bear in mind, if you're falling into this thought pattern of I can't afford the health insurance, then reach out to me, Dan, the insurance man, off the air, 904-730-3900. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. I'm just going to try to advise you so that you're making the best possible decision for yourself that you have available to you. And then if you want to get on the air, again, give us a call here at the station, 904-831-0600. All the lines are open. The music's playing. So when we come back from the break, you can be the first person on the air. Guarantees it.
That's right. I guarantee it. So give us a call. Once again, our number here is 904-831-0600. Dan, the insurance man, back in just a couple.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A police officer and multiple others have been killed in a shooting in Jersey City that authorities say is not believed to have been a terrorism attack, though some of the fatalities were found in a kosher supermarket. Mayor Stephen Fulop says one officer was pronounced dead at a hospital and multiple other people were found dead at the scene. He says a second officer was struck in the shoulder by gunfire and two others were injured by shrapnel. A statement from the Archdiocese of Newark says the nearby Sacred Heart School was put on lockdown, but all staff and students were safe. SWAT teams, state police, and federal agents responded to the scene. The Navy says flight training has been suspended for more than 300 Saudi Arabian students at three bases in Florida in the wake of the deadly shooting by a Saudi Air Force officer on Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 27 points, the NASDAQ dropped 5. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. A former Jacksonville official is stuck with a lawyer he apparently doesn't want. A federal judge ruled yesterday that former city councilman Reggie Brown lacked good cause to have his appointed attorney removed from the case. That attorney says Brown thought there would be a conflict if a new lawyer wasn't appointed. Brown faces sentencing next month on charges that include fraud and money laundering. A spreading illness still seems to be affecting students at a school in St. Johns County. More than 200 students were absent yesterday at Creekside High School. Last week, over a dozen students and a teacher got sick with what the district is calling a neurovirus-like stomach bug, and about 1,600 students were absent on Friday. One student who attended school yesterday told Action News Jax that it's weird to see empty hallways where there's normally over 2,000 students. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect delays because of an accident on the West Beltway on 295 southbound at the exit at Pritchard Road. Also, there's a multi-vehicle accident on the East Beltway, 295 northbound at the exit at Beach Boulevard, blocking the left lane, and another crash on the West Beltway, 295 southbound beyond 103rd Street. Increasing clouds tonight. Expect a low 61. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. High 69.
Are you disabled? Has Social Security denied your claim? The Green Law Firm will fight to get you the benefits you deserve. I'm attorney Jackie Green, and I have been practicing law here in Jacksonville for over 20 years. Call me at the Green Law Firm at 904-900-4778. With an experienced lawyer by your side, I will fight to get you the benefits you deserve. Don't delay. Call today. 904-900-4778. Online at thegreenlawfirmjax.com. When the one who should stand beside you doesn't, we will.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with 400,000 members. They've shared over $2 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. And with MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And that's a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
That's exactly right. We're back with Dan the Insurance Man. And Dan, it's already at the halfway point in this 5 to 6 o'clock hour. And you've got more information. And of course, if anybody has any insurance questions, I'll give that number out now. It's 904-831-0600. And as Dan has been saying, the lines are completely open now. So give us a call, 904-831-0600, if you have a question or want to get in the conversation.
All right. Thanks, AJ. All right. So we're back from the break. I want to mention another interesting point on health insurance. So there was there have been some surveys done, and one of the most recent ones that came across my desk shows patient interest involving appointments. So what this particular survey showed, and I think they did over 1,000. They surveyed over 1,000 patients from doctors in a 12-month period. And what their findings showed is that 4 out of 5, so that's an 80 percentile, said that they do not want to wait more than 2 weeks to visit a doctor, and that a majority of the patients stated that they wanted to see their provider within a 1 week period, but they didn't want to wait longer than 2 weeks at a maximum. And then the other interesting takeaway is that the older you get, the less likely you are to wait to see your doctor. Baby boomers, who are defined as being age 55 or older, said they just wanted to wait a maximum of 3 days before. So if they call the doctor, they want to be seen within 3 days of when they call to schedule an appointment, or it's too long. So the other interesting, here's another takeaway. So people don't want to wait a very long time to see the doctor. You're feeling ill, of course, you want to get in and see the doctor and either get some antibiotics or get a treatment plan going, whatever the case might be. So the other takeaway is that 90% of the people that were surveyed said that they would consider an alternative option to see their provider using like telemedicine, which includes either a phone consultation or a video consultation, like a video chat or something along those lines. Even if it meant seeing a different doctor than their regular doctor, they would prefer to be able to use that feature to get seen quicker and earlier than waiting to come in and see their regular doctor. And that also includes, in that mix, it also includes going into like an urgent care center and seeing a doctor there without an appointment and just doing a walk-in and being seen by a doctor or a nurse practitioner at an urgent care center. So that's kind of, that's kind of a takeaway, and that what you're seeing and what I'm seeing in the health insurance plans now is more telemedicine options. I can tell you that if you're looking at the Blue Cross Blue Shield plans, especially through Florida, all the plans now include a telemedicine option to be able to see a doctor either by a phone consultation or a video chat. The copays are generally lower than if you went in to see the doctor in person. Again, you get to see the doctor quicker. You don't necessarily have to miss a half a day or an entire day of work to see the doctor. So you don't necessarily have any absenteeism from work. You can have what I call presenteeism, meaning that you don't miss work, and yet you still get to see the doctor. You still maybe get a prescription called into the pharmacy that you can pick up on your lunch break or on your way back to the house after your day of work is over. So that's kind of I think technology is slowly going to, we're going to see that more and more when it comes to technology. We're going to have better and better options of being able to see a doctor and getting a prescription and getting well faster than having to wait and walk into a waiting room that has a whole bunch of other sick people with those germs being spread around. Another study that that I came across that I thought was pretty interesting has to do with children. And it showed that 20%, so one in five adolescents are now pre-diabetic. This is what the study says. I'm not 100% I'm not 100% buying into this study just yet. This is one study that that I came across in my research. I want to and I found this article on CNN.com. So not that I'm going to disparage CNN. However, I do not necessarily always find them to be wholly accurate in their reporting,
especially politically.
So yeah, and now this one is not political.
That's true.
I will give them a pass. I will not say that this is not a political article that I see here.
Mm-hmm. But I guess it depends on what their source was, really.
Right. And they're saying that their study their source was the Journal, I guess, of American Medical Association Pediatrics. Mm-hmm. So it's an AMA journal.
Yeah. Sounds pretty creditable.
It does.
Or credible.
It says prediabetes. So they're saying, let me see here, not high enough to warrant a diagnosis of type 2, estimated at 18% among adolescents ages 12 to 18. And 24% among young adults ages 19 to 34.
Wow,
I mean, so
34, that's pretty. It's kind of alarming, isn't it? If that's true.
If that's true, that's very alarming. Very alarming that large of a percentage is pre-diabetic, which means that, the old saying, mm-hmm. Stop watching TV and go play in traffic.
Wow. Well, it seems like maybe the baby boomers, as we were younger, we seem to be faring better in that area, I would think, because, we had better meals in a way, less takeout stuff.
And that's true. There was more cooking at home.
And there was more, well-rounded diets. You had vegetables usually with everything, and
yes.
A lot of times when you get takeout meals, unless you're getting something that's that includes vegetables, you might not you might skip out and not be balancing your food parts there.
That's very true, AJ. That is very, very true. So my takeaway here is, of course, children are not, when I was growing up, my parents were always like, turn off the TV and go play outside. Go find your friends and go play outside.
We played outside in the dirt and we kind of stayed healthy.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I do find these figures pretty alarming. The other thing that I think is a takeaway here is over the last, I want to say over the last 5 years, another thing I've seen with health insurance plans is that almost no health insurance plan would cover any type of assistance, really, with what's the medical condition that affects a lot of kids. They say that vaccines. Some people think vaccines cause it. What is it?
And that's the attention deficit disorder, basically, in that area?
Yeah,
there's another word for it.
Yes.
I'm not getting
autism.
It either. The autism. Okay, that's more serious, obviously.
Yes. But I hear the music. But basically, for the last 5 years, I've been noticing is that there are no insurances that really cover autism for children. And now this year, I'm actually seeing plans cover autism and contracting with the treatment centers for autism to be covered by insurance. So, so there are changes that are happening.
That.
So something to take into account. And we're going to wrap it up and we'll come back from on the other side of the break.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be...
starch? Suddenly it came together. The fire was started by...
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them. And that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Well, guess what, Dan? It's the final segment already, but there's still time for our listeners to call in with any questions, concerns, or if they want to get in the conversation on topic or off topic. Any insurance question is fair game. 904-831-0600 to talk to Dan the Insurance Man. 904-831-0600. Dan?
Hey, AJ, thanks so much. So here we are. We're on the last segment. So, you know, here we are. And during the break, I was doing a little bit of research. And what do I find? But yet another article regarding the drug price plan that the Democrats are wanting to pass, and this one is from CNBC, and they're saying that Pelosi's drug price plan will kill small biotech firms and stifle innovation. So there you go. Wall Street is now weighing in, apparently, on this.
Politics in action.
But again, here's the real takeaway. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter because no matter what the Democrats pass, the Republicans in the Senate will not take it up and debate it.
That seems to be the way. There's not a lot of agreement these days. So as long as the Republicans are in the majority in the Senate, that doesn't leave them much leeway to get things passed, does it?
It does not.
Usually.
It does not. I just don't see it as a... and then as far as the Affordable Care Act, apparently there's a case at the Supreme Court right now. Apparently it has something to do with the state of Maine versus the United States. And according to this article, They're saying that, six of the nine justices seem to be concerned about this lawsuit. Now, unfortunately, the article doesn't really say, are they concerned in a positive way or are they concerned in a negative way? Just says, you know, hey, they're concerned about this particular lawsuit. So I don't really know what this article means. I don't know, but so I think at the end of the day, it means nothing to us as individuals on the Affordable Care Act. I think in the end of the day, it's going to be all be status quo. It's going to be all status quo for Mr. and Mrs. America, which we all pretty much make up. So I don't think we have anything to worry about when it comes to the Affordable Care Act. Our government is locked in a gridlock pattern. They can't agree. They can't cooperate on anything. It's not necessarily about getting rid of it. It's maybe about making it better, or altering it in some way to make more sense. But at the end of the day, I don't want anybody who's listening into this program thinking it's going to go away, because it's not. It is not going away. And if you need health insurance, I don't want you to fall in some trap of thought, because I have this conversation with people almost every day. People say, well, I don't like the law and I don't want to support it, so I don't want the insurance through it. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's cutting your nose off to spite your face, because your tax dollars go into this program. My tax dollars go into this program. So if you can get some of your tax dollars back by qualifying for a financial subsidy to lower the cost of the premium so that it becomes affordable, you should take advantage of getting some of your tax dollars back, because it's not like the federal government is going to turn around and put it into your and send you a check for those tax dollars. So if you can qualify for a financial subsidy or tax credit to get your health insurance at a lower premium, you should take advantage of that option, because those are your tax dollars, just like they're my tax dollars, just like they're your neighbor's tax dollars. And you should take advantage of the program and reap the reward and get some of your tax dollars back in your pocket. So take that for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
So you shouldn't let your political bend necessarily put you at a disadvantage financially.
That's correct. You should not. And again, health insurance plans are affordable. They can be affordable. There are options available for everybody to have an affordable health insurance plan. Maybe it's through the Affordable Care Act. Maybe it's through an insurance company that offers a temporary health plan. Maybe it's through one of the alternates, like the Christian Share, like one of several Christian Share programs. So affordability is out there. You just have to look for it. And so I don't want anybody to think that there's not an affordable option out there for you, because there is. You know, if you have a question and you just need advice, give me a call, Dan the Insurance Man. You can reach me at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. Again, that's 904-730-3900. Reach out to me off the air. We still have a few minutes. So if you want to reach me on the air, 904-831-0600.
And mentioning the Affordable Care Act, I guess it wouldn't be a bad thing to mention that the deadline for the enrollment period is coming straight up to this Sunday on the Affordable Health Care Act, right?
That is correct. 11:59 p.m. this Sunday, December 15th. If you don't have an application submitted by 11:59 p.m., then...
I guess you can hear the door closing then.
You'll hear the door close. Then you will need to call me, because then we will have to see if you can qualify using a special enrollment window. So, and then those may or may not be available to you. So don't wait. Don't delay. December 15th. And if you need help finding an affordable plan, then call me. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just trying to be, I just want to be able to provide you the correct advice so that you can make the best decision for yourself as possible. And again, I will help you find an affordable option. Even if I can't enroll you in it, I will help you find an affordable option that works for you. And then I'll even let you know how you can get enrolled into it if I can't enroll you myself.
I'd say that's more than fair.
That's right. I think it's more than fair, too.
All right.
I want to put myself out there that to be able to help people. How much time we got left, AJ?
All right. We're working on it here. Let's see. We got exactly right now 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Look at that. So you're in the luxury zone.
So we, you know, and again, here's some takeaways from today's show. Children are having an increase in prediabetes. That's so please, parents, have your children play outside more often. You know, make them turn off the game or the console, the TV. You know, pretend, you know, it's what your parents made you do when you were growing up. You know, make your children play outside. And even if it's in your own backyard, make them do something outside that that has them running around or doing something. So that rather than just sitting around and getting diabetic levels in sugar.
Right. So, you need to exercise, especially when you're young. Helps out a lot. Get that energy and burned off.
And if you have a child that is autistic, take heart. There are some insurance plans out there now that will help you pay for autism, and being able to go to a doctor or an autism facility to help with, you know, rehab, speech therapy, all those things that come from autism. So that's available to you now. There are some insurance plans that will pay for that. So if you have a child that's autistic and you haven't had that, then you should, you should reach out to me so I can help you and point you in the right direction to which insurance plans will cover, autism, for children. And there's the music. Look at that. So we're on our last minute. And then, the last thing I want to do is I want to point out that in the event that you are one of those people who, when you call the doctor, you want to be able to get in and see the doctor right away, then reach out to me, Dan, the insurance man, 904-730-3900, so I can point you in the right direction to the insurance plans that cover and provide you some telemedicine options so that you can either do a phone chat or a video chat with a doctor and not have to lose time or take time off of work and get your boss all angry with you because you're having to take time off. So, you know, bear in mind, again, 904-730-3900. Reach out to Dan, the insurance man,